إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, we have been allowed and blessed by our Lord to reach the final days of this blessed month of Ramadan in the year 1443 Hijri, corresponding to 2022. And indeed, this is a tremendous blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal to allow us to reach the month, and more specifically to allow us to reach the final days of the month, which are the best days of the month. Because in these final days of the blessed month of Ramadan, you have a night which is better than 1,000 nights. As Allah Azza wa Jal said, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. That the night of decree is better than 1,000 months. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us from amongst those who are grateful and make us from amongst those who are appreciative to Allah Azza wa Jal in statements and in actions. The reminder that I have for myself and my dear brothers in this brief amount of time that we have, and as our brother Abu Zainab mentioned, it's close to 3:30 in the morning, so suhoor, it's the time for suhoor, so I would make it very brief. But my advice to myself and my dear brothers and the community is to reflect upon ourselves these final days in the blessed month of Ramadan, to reflect, to bring ourselves to account. Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tahasabu. Judge yourself before you are judged. To judge yourself before you are judged. So the believer should bring himself to account. And the believer should reflect, contemplate, and ponder over his actions. And is he from the individual who has benefited, who has excelled this blessed month of Ramadan? Because there's still time. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, there's still time. And everyone is aware of himself. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرًا. Allah Azza wa Jal said, every soul is aware of himself, even if he gives excuses. Every soul is aware of himself. You know your actions. You know your intentions. You know your deeds. You know your shortcomings, your sins, your negligence, your heedlessness. So bring yourself to account and question yourself and try your best to benefit from these remaining days. From that which I could remind myself and my dear brothers of is a hadith which is reported in the Sunan of Ibn Majah and others. And it's declared Hasan by Shaykh al-Albani rahmatullahi alayh to be good. Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Inna min al-nasi mafatiha al-khayr maghaliqa lishar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Inna min al-nasi mafatiha lil-khayri maghaliqa lishar. From amongst the people are those who are keys of good, and they close evil. Amongst the people are those who are keys to good, and they are closers to evil. وَإِنَّ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَغَالِقَ لِلْخَيْرِ مَفَاتِيهَا لِلشَّرِّ. And from amongst the people are those who are closers of good, and openers of evil. SubhanAllah, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is describing individuals of two categories. Those who open ways to good and close ways to evil. And the opposite of those, which is the second category, those who open evil and close good. This is a good means of bringing yourself to account, my dear brothers and sisters. This is a very good means. This is a good measuring tool for you to assess yourself and to analyze yourself. Contemplate and reflect. Am I from amongst those who open doors of good and close doors of evil? Or am I from amongst those who close doors of good and open doors of evil? Am I from amongst those individuals? Gauge yourself. Where do you fall? Which category? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't only say mafatiha lil khayri, that's it. He didn't only say openers of good. No. That first category are individuals who open good and close evil. They open good and they close evil. And the second category is those who open evil and close good. SubhanAllah. So where do you fall, my dear brother and sister? With regards to yourself, with regards to others. Another way you can assess that, and we're going to talk about that first category because that's what we want to be. And by understanding what you want to be, you know what you don't want to be. Because it's clear that you don't want to be the opposite of that. When Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, for example, there are many examples, but because of time. When Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in Surah Maryam, the statement of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people that Allah made me blessed wherever I am. That Allah made me blessed. Mubarak. وَجَعَلَنِي and made me مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. Allah made me blessed wherever I am. That's what? مَفَاتِيهَ لِلْخَيْرِ, an opener of good and a closer of evil. And a closer of evil. Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh, in his book of Tafsir, he mentioned on the authority of Imam Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah alayh, he says the meaning of this, وَجَعَلَنِي مُعَلِّمًا لِلْخَيْرِ. That Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, from amongst the Salaf, he said that Allah made me a teacher of good. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا. The fact that Allah made me blessed, that means that Allah made me a teacher of good. I'm someone who spreads good. So that's a way to be from amongst the openers of good, is that you spread good. That you know good, that first and foremost you must know it. What's good? In terms of belief, in terms of tawheed, in terms of sunnah, in terms of character, in terms of manners. Every form, beliefs, actions, values, statements. So you are a teacher of good. Gauge yourself. Are you someone who teaches good? And you don't have to be an alim. You don't have to be a talib al-ilm. But are you someone that when sound knowledge comes to you and mannerism and character, you spread it to others? You want good for others, gauge yourself. It was likewise mentioned by Imam Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh that he mentioned that the scholars, they said, al-amru bil-ma'roof wal-nahi anil-munkar fa-innahu deenullahi alladhi ba'atha bihi al-anbiya'u alladhi ba'atha bihi anbiya'uhu anbiya'ahu ila ibadihi. That the scholars said from that statement that of Isa, that Allah made me blessed wherever I am at. Wherever I may be, Allah made me blessed. That the scholar said, it is to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. For verily, it is the religion of Allah that He sent His prophets to His servants. So Sufyan al-Thawri, rahmatullah alayhi, said it's to teach good. And others from amongst the scholars, they say it is to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. Another gauge. Another measuring tool. Am I someone that enjoins the good and forbids the evil? Now, once again, that doesn't mean that you need to be a scholar or a student of knowledge. But you're someone that if understanding comes to you and you learn something and you're taught something, you spread it and you enjoin the good and you forbid the evil. You guide people to what's correct. And you try your best to discourage them from doing what's incorrect. Are you from amongst those that do that? Just think. SubhanAllah, when was the last time I taught someone something? When was the last time I instructed someone, called someone to do good? When was the last time I advised someone to abstain from evil? Or are you just stagnant in your deen? You're living Islam for yourself, you're praying for yourself, but you're not doing much. Other people are not benefiting from you. Other people are not being encouraged or discouraged from you. Other people are not being taught from you. Other people are not being guided from you. Other people are not being reminded, admonished. Where is that in your life? That's once again a measuring tool. Likewise, in that verse, it was mentioned by Shaykh Abdul Rahman Sa'adi rahmatullah alayhi. He said, "Ay fi ayyi makan." Listen to the statement of Shaykh Abdul Rahman Sa'adi, subhanAllah, great wisdom. He said, "Ay fi ayyi makan, wa fi ayyi zaman." فَالْبَرَكَةُ جَعَلَهَا اللَّهُ فِيَّ. He said, meaning, and pay attention, my brothers and sisters, to this wisdom. And he's explaining the statement of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah made me blessed wherever I may be, because we want to make that a measuring tool for us to reflect upon. Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di said, meaning, any place and any time Allah has put barakat in me, any place and any time, wherever I may be, at any moment, whether I'm at work, whether I am in my home, whether I'm engaging with my neighbors, whether I'm engaging with my family, whether I'm engaging with my coworkers, my classmates, on the train, on the bus, on the highway, no matter where I'm at, no matter any time of the day, Allah has made me someone who is blessed. Someone who is blessed. How? How? How is that displayed? The Shaykh goes on to say, "Min ta'lim al-khayr." وَالدَّعْوَةِ إِلَيْهِ. He said, yani what is, how is that barakat displayed? That blessing? He said, from teaching good and calling to it. Allahu Akbar. From teaching good and calling to it. He's going to continue. So, everything I say, my dear brothers and sisters, remember, this is a measuring gauge. This is a gauge to bring yourself to account. Am I blessed? Am I from what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith of Anas that we opened up the lecture with? Am I an opener of good, a closer of evil? Okay. So this is, yani that's a general understanding. An opener of good, that's a very, very broad statement. I'm an opener of good, closer of evil. Allah made me blessed wherever I may be. But how do I gauge that? So we have to go down into the details. And that's the wisdom that Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di is bringing, rahmatullahi alayhi. He said, by teaching good. So do you teach good? Do you learn and teach? Or does the information stop with you? Is the information implemented by you? Do you even take it upon yourself to learn so that you can implement and so that you can teach? Knowing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله به طريقا الى الجنه. Whoever takes a path seeking knowledge, Allah will make his path easy for him to Jannah. So you benefit. What about benefiting others? Are you taking that path? So he said, teaching good and calling to it. You're a caller to good. You get information, you get knowledge, you hear a lecture, you hear a reminder. It doesn't stop with you. It doesn't go in one ear and out the other. You try to convey that to others. You try to spread that to others. Not so you can look like the man. Not so people can think you're a student or a scholar or people can praise you. But you do it so that others come to understand. Others learn knowledge. من تعليم الخير والدعوة إليه والنحي عن الشر. And you try to discourage evil. You try to forbid people from doing evil. So you're not just upon good and calling to it and teaching it, but you're also trying to remind people of evil. You're trying to remind people of evil. Like how Ibn Kathir said that the scholars say, yani, وَالْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ فَإِنَّهُ دِينُ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهُ دِينُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي بَعَثَ أَنْبِيَاءُهُ إِلَى عِبَادِهِ. And forbidding the evil is the religion of Allah that Allah Azza wa Jalla sent his prophets to the people with. So you're not just, I want to avoid conflict. I don't want discord. It'd be nice. It'd be wonderful. But the prophets and the messengers were opposed. They were objected. People objected them. People opposed them. People refuted them and the likes. So you're the type of individual, you want good, you teach good, you call to good. Whatever comes to you, whatever comes to you of sound information, you want to pass it on to others, and you also want to remind people of evil. Then what he says, وَالدَّعْوَةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ فِي أَقْوَالِهِ وَأَفْعَالِهِ. And you call to Allah in your statements and your actions. A measuring tool. Part of being blessed is that you call to Allah in your statements and your actions. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. Wallahi, if a person was to reflect on that, just reflect. Do I call to Allah? How many people have I called to Allah? How many people have I called to Islam? I'm a Muslim. I'm practicing, but how many people am I calling to it? Or am I just living it myself? You don't want people to come to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. You don't want people to come to the haqq. You don't want people to come to this khayr. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so diligent and committed. Allah Azza wa Jal, in places in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, will you kill yourself because they don't believe? The Prophet ﷺ was so keen on calling people to the religion of Allah. And how is it that you have individuals from amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We go days, months, years, and we don't give da'wah. We don't call others. How is that following the Prophet ﷺ? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, as Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the end of Surah Yusuf, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ. Say to the people, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبْعَنِ وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مَنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say to the people, Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the end of Surah Yusuf, to his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the people, I call to Allah upon clarity. So part of the way of the believer is that you call to Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afwan, Allah Azza wa Jalla said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say to the people, this is my way. I call to Allah upon evidence. Me and those who follow me. Me and those who follow me. So the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to call to Allah. And the way of those who follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to call to Allah. So part of being blessed is that you call to Allah. You have different levels of calling to Allah. But whatever comes to you of knowledge and understanding, you try to pass it. Or you print articles and you give it. Or you buy books and you pass those books to others. High level, low level, middle level, whatever. But a part of you being blessed, my dear brother, and I speak to myself first and foremost and my brothers and sisters, a part of you being blessed is that you call to Allah. But the wisdom in the Sheikh's statement, in his statements and actions, Allahu Akbar. Your statements, and that's easy. But what about your actions? Are you a caller to Allah as well? And how do you call to Allah with your actions? Islam is religion that teaches us so much as it relates to the character of the Muslim. As what Joe said about his prophet, you display exemplary character. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You display exemplary character. So Allah Azza wa Jal described his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as someone of exemplary character. إنما بعثت indeed perfect, ajib. We know that our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent with Tawheed. And he was sent with Sunnah. And he was sent with the from that worship is for the Muslim to be an individual who displays exemplary character. The Sheikh said, calling to Allah in your statements and your actions. Not just your statements. That's easy. But are your actions in accordance? And are your actions a support for that call? One of the prophets and the messengers said to his people, إِنِّي لَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ فِي مَا أَنْحَاكُمْ عَنْ. He said, I do not want to oppose in my actions what I forbid you from. I encourage you, I discourage you. I don't want to be someone who goes against that in my actions. This is not the way of the believer. And that gauge, believer can gauge himself as we approach these final days of Ramadan. Are you a caller to Allah in your actions? Just as you are a caller to Allah in your statements? Method, from amongst the character of the believers is truthfulness. And hundreds. Read Riyadh al-Salihin. Read Arba'in al-Nawawiyyah. Hundreds. But from amongst the character of the believer is truthfulness. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'a as-sadiqin. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O you who believe, fear Allah and be with those who are truthful. O you who believe, fear Allah and be with those who are truthful. So part of being blessed is that you're truthful. And that is one of the ways that you call to Allah. That is one of the ways, that's one of the means that you call to Allah. Ask yourself, are you someone who's truthful? Are you known for being truthful amongst your neighbors, amongst your coworkers, in your neighborhood, with your family, with your wife, with your children? Are you known for being truthful? Are you known for being a liar? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, perfect example of how truthfulness is a tremendous support for da'wah. With the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when revelation was revealed to our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he stood on a hill in Mecca, and he called the different tribes. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, once they gathered around, if I were to inform you that there is an army behind this hill or small mountain, and it is ready, on the verge of coming to conquer you or to fight you in Mecca, if I were to warn you that there was an army right behind this mountain coming to engage in war with you right now, would you believe me? Quraysh and the disbelievers and the polytheists of Quraysh said something that we need to reflect upon. They said, مَا جَرَّبْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكَذِبِ. They said, we've never known you to be a liar. They said, we've never known you to be a liar. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, so I'm a messenger from Allah and I call you to the end of the hadith. Allahu Akbar. Look how the Prophet ﷺ used the fact that he was someone known for his honesty and trustworthiness to call them to Allah. If you've never known me to lie before, why would I lie now? Another example of that, in Sahih al-Bukhari, in the chapter of faith, or the chapter of the beginning of Revelation, in the beginning of Sahih Bukhari, when Hiraqil, the ruler of Rome, when he found out, and the Roman Empire, they had lands that were even spread to the northern area of the Arabian Peninsula, like Jordan and the likes, Turkey, Jordan. And there were some individuals from Mecca who were traveling in that area for purchasing items. They were merchants. They would purchase items and they would bring them back to Mecca. So Hiraqil had found out that there is a man in Mecca claiming to be a prophet. And there were some people, some merchants from Mecca that were visiting his city at that time. So he called them. And he said, you guys are from, and I'm paraphrasing it, you guys are from the city that there's a man claiming to be a prophet. They said, yes. Anyone from amongst you is close to him, related to him? And Abu Sufyan, radiallahu ta'ala, who at that time was a disbeliever, was a disbeliever. And he said, I'm close to him. And we're relatives. And Abu Sufyan was brought forward. Hiraqil put his group of people that were with him, his companions behind him. He said, I'm going to ask him some questions. If he lies, shake your head. Tell me he's lying. Give me some type of indication that he's lying. Hiraqil wanted to ask about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one about honesty, and you can go back to Sahih Bukhari. Abu Sufyan said, when he began to ask questions, if I did not want to be known to be a liar, I would have lied. Because Abu Sufyan is about to praise Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has nothing bad to say about him. So he said, if I didn't want it recorded that I was a liar, I would have lied. So even amongst the Quraysh, it was evil. It was something despicable to be known as a liar. And that was the days that Abu Sufyan, that was before he became a Muslim. Anyway, continuing. You can go back to the story. One of the questions that Hiraqil asked Abu Sufyan is, was he known to be a liar? Before he claimed to be a prophet, was he known to be a liar? Abu Sufyan said no. You know what Hiraqil said, and I'm cutting through the story, and I encourage you to go back and read it. At the end, Hiraqil said, I asked you several questions and you gave answers. Now I'm going to respond to those answers. One of the things I asked you was he a liar amongst you? And you said no. The type of man that was not a liar in general engagement would not now become someone that lies against Allah. He would not become someone now if he was not known to be, if he was so trustworthy and honest amongst you, your day-to-day interaction with him, he would not turn around and now lie against Allah. And he's truthful and his call is truthful. The point is, that was a means of da'wah. Even the disbelievers knew. Because of his honesty as an individual, that he could not, he's going to be honest with you guys, and now he's going to be dishonest with God? Impossible. So the statement of Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, rahmatullah alayhi, and we're going to finish it, that you call to Allah in your statements and your actions. So my dear brothers, go back and learn the character of a Muslim. Not just the belief of the Muslim, but the character of the Muslim. It has great importance. And it is one of the means that we use and we should use and should be a tremendous support for us calling to Allah, is that we display the best of character from honesty, from integrity, from sticking to promises, from kindness, from consideration. And it's not just in theory. It's not that we memorize the hadith. Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yu'minu, la yu'minu." The hadith of Abu Huraira in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. "La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi." None of you truly believes, true belief, until he loves for his brother that which he loves for himself. What does that mean? "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawm al-akhir, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرٌ أَوْ لِيَسْمُرْ." Whoever believes in Allah on the last day, speak good or be silent. "وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرَمْ ضَيْفَهُ." Whoever believes in Allah on the last day, be generous to his neighbor. Whoever believes in Allah on the last day, be generous to his... What does that mean? It's not just not harming them, it's being generous to them. A measuring gauge. Are you generous to your neighbor? You sit. "Well, I don't speak bad about him. Well, I don't harm him." Okay, that's a part of being generous. Do you visit him? Do you give him gifts? Do you invite him over? Some of us never have guests. We don't invite others over. We don't give gifts to our neighbors. We don't invite people to our home and cook meals for them. La ilaha illallah. If you were to read the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you would see how, what it means to be generous to your guest. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in the Quran, Allah mentioned that he had guests. And we know that they were angels, but Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not know they were angels. He had guests, strangers. And he slaughtered, had his wife cook the food and presented the food. Strangers, but they're guests. It's not just theory. You don't truly believe you love for your brother what you want, love for yourself. What does that mean? Show it to me in practice. The companions, when the muhajirun, when they came from Mecca and they migrated to Medina, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam joined them, a brother, a person from Mecca, is a brother from a person from Medina. And one of them said to his brother, "I have two wives. You're my brother now. I'll divorce one of them and you can marry her." Allahu Akbar. These days with us, no way. No way. Right? Because they understood what it meant. You love for your brother what you love for yourself. You love for your brother what you love for yourself. That's how the Sahaba is implemented. These days, a brother gets a job, nice salary, you know, whatever, and everything's a secret. You just see the brother arriving, mashallah, mubarak alayhi, or the sister, Allahu mubarak alayhi. Allah has changed their financial state. They got a new job, they got this. Anybody. You don't love for your brother what you love for yourself. Tell your brother, Yahi, you know, alhamdulillah, I got a new job. They're hiring. You can go here. This is the application. I'll help you. I'll put in a good word. I'll do a reference. No. These days, tell nobody nothing. Keep to yourself. Why? But you memorize the hadith, though. Where's the love for your brother what you love for yourself? You don't wish him to have khayr? You don't wish him to have good? You don't wish him to have a better financial state? Where is it? It's theory. It's theory. It's just memorizing it and just like a parakeet. But where's the implementation? And continuing, فَكُلُّ Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, he said, فَكُلُّ مَنْ جَالَسَهُ أَوْ اجْتَمَعَ بِهِ نَالَتْهُ بَرَكَتُهُ وَسَعِدَ بِمُصَاحَبَتِهِ He said, everyone that sits with him, everyone that meets him, they feel this barakah. And they are happy with his companionship. Allahu Akbar. That's what it means to be blessed, my dear brothers and sisters. Anytime, any place, you teach the people, you call the people, you forbid the people, you call them to Allah in your statements and your actions. Everyone that meets you, Muslim, non-Muslim, old, young, your neighbor, your coworker, your classmate, the guy on the street, the guy on the bus, everyone, when they see you, they smile. Except the evil people, we understand that. But even possibly the evil people. Because you're so good, you're such a good person. Such a good person. When you speak with good. You encourage people. You teach people. You help people. You're considerate. You're generous. You're caring. All of that is your character. And it calls to Islam. So the Sheikh said, everyone who sits with him, or everyone who meets him, they feel they're influenced by that barakah, and they're so happy with your companionship. You don't talk about people. You don't backbite people. You don't carry tales. You don't got a disgusting mouth. You're honest. All of this. Measure yourself. Measure yourself. First and foremost, me, Mustafa Ibn George, measure yourself. How much of this am I implementing? How much of it? And one step at a time. I'm not going to tell you overnight, do it. One step at a time. Try to be that individual who's mubarak, blessed. Try to be that individual that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, from amongst the people are those who open doors of good, close doors of evil, and do not be from amongst those individuals that close doors of good and open doors of evil. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from amongst those individuals. May Allah Azza wa Jalla increase us and bless us and make us blessed wherever we are. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to rectify ourselves. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to contemplate and reflect over our shortcomings, our sins, so that we can correct ourselves and be better. This is my advice to myself and my dear brothers. Allah knows best. Sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.